Life Audio.
It's such a privilege to be able to read or hear the Word of God in our own language. I'm grateful for the Bible translators who have taken the time to carefully translate God's Word from the original Hebrew, Aramaic, and Greek into English and so many other languages. It's hard to imagine what life would be like and what it would be like to go through life without access to the Word of God. In just a few moments, we'll be reading God's Word together and praying through the content the Lord reveals to us in it. But before we do that, let's pause for a very quick message from the sponsors of today's episode.
Hi, everyone. If you've been injured in an accident that was not your fault, listen up. We have legal professionals standing by to answer your questions for free. Call now and find out if you have a case and how much it's potentially worth. Call 800-497-4410. I'm here with spokesman John Wolf. So, John, tell everyone listening who should call right now.
Well, Maria, first off, thank you for having me here. It's always nice to answer the listeners' questions. Now, as far as who should call in, anyone who's been injured in an accident and think you deserve compensation, give us a call right now. 800-497-4410. You'll find out if you have a case and how much it's potentially worth.
Thanks, John. You heard it, folks. Take advantage of this opportunity and call now. 800-497-4410.
Advertisement sponsored by Legal Help Center may not be available in all states.
You're listening to Daily Devotions with Pastor John. I'm John Stonge, and today's devotion is inspired by Ephesians chapter 3, verses 17 through 19, which says, "So that Christ may dwell in your hearts through faith, that you, being rooted and grounded in love, may have strength to comprehend with all the saints what is the breadth and length and height and depth, and to know the love of Christ that surpasses knowledge, that you may be filled with all the fullness of God." What are you rooting your life in? What kind of soil are you seeking to become established in? How far did the roots of your life currently reach? God's Word encourages us to be rooted and grounded in the love of Christ. All aspects of our lives should be firmly anchored to Jesus. What are the benefits of being rooted in Christ? Well, if our lives are rooted in Christ, healthy forms of fruit will be produced. The way we think will be impacted. The way we live will change. The way we respond to stress will be altered. The way we treat one another will be improved. When we're rooted in Christ, we will be nourished by Him and will gradually grow mature in our faith. Christ hasn't saved us with the desire to leave us like we were when He found us. He rescued us with the desire to foster genuine growth and maturity within us that fully reflects His loving heart. Let's pray. Lord, we thank You for Your Word, and we thank You for the privilege that it is to look at it together. And Father, we're grateful for the things that we see in this passage of Scripture that encourage us to be rooted in Your Son, Jesus Christ. And Lord, we recognize that as we're rooted in Your Son, there are things that we will understand on a much deeper level. We'll understand the depth of Your love in a more complete way. We'll be blessed with wisdom that's far beyond the wisdom of this world. And we'll learn to appreciate the things that You foster and create and do and the activity that You're up to right now. Lord, we're grateful that our lives can be anchored in such a way because we know that the alternative is dreary. Lord, there was a time when our lives were anchored in the wisdom and in the ways of this world, and all it did was produce death, despair, and depression. But we don't want to go back to that. You've given us a new mind in Your Son, Jesus Christ. And by Your grace, we now experience Your fullness. And we're thankful for this blessing. Thank You, Lord, for reminding us of these truths as we look at Your Word together. And by Your grace, we pray that You would foster joy within us as we know that our lives are tethered to you, our Lord, who promises to never let us go. We're grateful for all of these things, and we pray this in Jesus' name. Amen.
Hi, I'm Zach.
And I'm Randy.
And we're from Salty Saints Podcast. We're a theology and apologetics podcast.
We hope to better equip you to be salt and light for your community. We hope that we can help you to go out and be a reflection of Jesus Christ to those around you, to your friends and your family, and especially to those that do not know Christ.
To find out more, subscribe at lifeaudio.com.